Most of the Midwest will continue to see weather conditions that are less than ideal for getting into the fields during the first week of April. Planting is supposed to occur during that week, but we won't be able to see a lot of fieldwork take place because of cool temperatures across the region and wet fields. Most of the region is saturated or nearly saturated, and the prospects for getting significant amounts of additional precipitation are only fair, but the temperatures will not be warming up, and without a significant warming trend, we're likely to be left with slow evaporation rates and an abundance of moisture still on and in the ground. The temperatures will be below average as we move forward through these next several days, with daily high temperatures limited to the 30s and 40s across a big part of the region. Some locations may get a little bit warmer, and especially as time moves along, but it's still a long way from the springtime temperatures that we should be seeing at this time of the year. High temperatures will be in the 30s and 40s for the next couple of days in the northern parts of the region, while readings in the south will be in the 40s and 50s. The odds are fairly good that we'll end up seeing the temperatures warm into the 60s in southern areas by the time we get into the weekend, just before another cool air mass drops into the region. That cool air mass will drop temperatures down once again, slipping into the range of maybe 40s and 50s once again, with a few 30s across the north. Low temperatures at night are expected to drop back into the teens and 20s quite often over these next few days. Most of the coldest air will be in the north, but tomorrow morning we'll see freezes all the way down to just north of the Gulf of Mexico coast. That raises quite a bit of concern as well for portions of the delta in the southeastern states for frost and freezes that may occur across some of the winter wheat and corn producing areas there. Damage is expected tomorrow morning. We'll expect to see some sterilization for the wheat crop that is in the joint and boot stage of development in areas where temperatures will fall below 28 degrees, and there will be some of those areas out there. The temperatures will be really close to the damage threshold tomorrow morning in a very large portion of the region, but assessing the damage is not going to be easy. We'll have to wait until the harvest is in before we'll really understand what the damage was. However, we do expect to see a little bit of loss come from the region. Relative to the whole of the nation's winter wheat crop, we doubt seriously it's going to have a huge impact, but 2 or 3% of this year's crop will have been damaged from frost and freezes this week, including that which occurred in Texas earlier in the week. Well, we do expect to see precipitation occur across the Midwest on a periodic basis, but it's going to be lighter than what was advertised previously. I'm not totally convinced that we won't see an increase in precipitation in future computer forecast model data, but for right now, it looks like for the next 4 days or so, we're going to see restricted amounts of precipitation until a cool front cuts through the region this weekend, and that will likely bring snow and some rain back across the region with cooling temperatures once again. The odds are fairly good that more a significant bout of precipitation will begin impacting the region again next week, and that is one of the primary reasons why we'll still be out of the fields when we go into the second week of April. In the meantime, it looks like weather overseas is relatively stable right now, but we are expecting flood problems in portions of Europe, as well as the CIS, and also in portions of Canada's major grain and oilseed production areas. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.